Happy Father's Day to those of you who are fathers. And as we are able to thank our earthly fathers today, we have an opportunity to thank our Heavenly Father as well. Let's pray together. Almighty God, our Father, you dwell in mystery and majesty. By your mighty Spirit, you renew and sustain all creation. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, you reveal your glory and your love. Made bold through faith, we seek your awesome presence. Come to us in our weakness, that we may be transformed by your strength. Send your Spirit, that we may learn to love you and our neighbor with all our heart and all our soul and all of our mind and all of our strength. All glory to you, one God, now and forever. We pray these things in the name of Jesus, and we now join in the prayer that he taught as we pray aloud together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Eternal, loving, holy Father, we thank you that you are always there for us. We do lift up those today who are hurting in some way, who are ill or emotionally in pain, and pray for your healing touch according to your will in their lives. We pray for those who are mourning this day and remembering a loved one who has passed away. Pray for your comfort and your peace to be with them as well. Lord, we celebrate with those who have graduated and have found jobs. And we pray for those who are continuing to search for employment, and those who are preparing to make moves in their lives and changes. And Lord, we know that you are constantly with us, and we thank you for that. That no matter where we go, we cannot run away from you. We can turn our backs, but we cannot leave you, for you will not leave us. And Lord, from you we learn what a father is meant to be, strong, and loving, and wise. For your sake, we honor those men who helped give us life, and all the other men whose love and strength have helped us to grow. Thank you for the men who cuddled and played with us and so helped us learn what your joyous love is like. Thank you for the trustworthy men who taught us about your faithfulness. Thank you for the men who challenged us to make something of ourselves, men who would not let us stop with crawling when they knew that we could run. Thank you for the men who taught us to play fair and the men who encouraged us to give our very best. Thank you for the men who worked hard and sacrificed much so that we could have it better than they did. And thank you for the men who showed us that gentleness is the proof of real strength. Loving God, we pray for those men who are fathers of growing children. Give them more energy than their younger ones and wisdom enough to guide their older ones. Give them patience in conflict, sensitivity in matters of the heart, and sound judgment in preparing their children for the future. Help fathers balance the enormous demands made on them, helping them do a good job in both work and at home. Be with those fathers who must live apart from their children, as well as those who must raise their children alone. Enable each to foster lasting, life-giving relationships with their children. We ask all of this as your children, in the name of your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. When you hear the word father, what images come to mind? Many of us may have wonderful memories of our dad as being kind and loving and compassionate, while others may remember a cold, indifferent, or even hurtful man. On Father's Day, we try to focus on the good qualities of our fathers. The facts are that none of us have had a perfect dad. Even the best father has his flaws. And that's not to slam men, it's just human nature. This morning, I want us to reflect on the best father of them all, the perfect father, our Heavenly Father. And as we do this, we may see some of these qualities in our own earthly dads, as well as traits that current fathers may wish to strive toward. This morning, I'm going to focus on five roles the perfect father fills that are described in Scripture. First, the perfect father is a provider. As a parent, our father provides for his family. In Matthew, Jesus says these words, "Is there anyone among you who, if your child asks for bread, will give a stone? Or if the child asks for a fish, will give a snake? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good things to those who ask him?" Unfortunately, there are bad parents who abuse their children and would give a stone if the child asks for bread. And we hear more and more about these parents, these dads and mothers, in our daily news. But generally speaking, most parents would not think of depriving their children of the basic necessities of life. And they surely would not give them a poor substitute as some kind of joke to mock them. Earthly fathers are human and far from perfect. But most of them would provide for their children's needs. How much more can God give us exactly what we need? The Bible quotes the father of all the Israelites, Abraham, as saying, "The Lord will provide." And like a good father, the Lord may not supply every single want in our life. He may not supply every need in the way we think that it should be provided, but he will take care of his children because he is the perfect father. The second role of the perfect father is as a disciplinarian. We tend not to like that word. We tend not to like the word discipline. Perhaps we cringe a little because our earthly father was a staunch disciplinarian. Some of us may have heard older people talk about being taken to the woodshed. Perhaps some of us cringe Because our father, too, was abusive and punished us in ways that strike fear or even anger in us today. Or maybe we just don't like the concept of discipline at all and would rather not think or talk about it. But the perfect father disciplines. We read a bit about that in our responsive reading today in Hebrews chapter 12. The writer encourages his readers to not give up under the persecution they are experiencing, but to realize that God is disciplining them. That may seem strange to us, but God uses various things to not only punish wrongdoing, but to prevent wrongdoing and to educate his children in the way that they should walk. God is in the process of training us, and it doesn't matter how old we are, whether we're new in the faith or have been in the faith for a long time. God continues to try and train us and educate us and shape and mold us into the people he would like us to be. Sometimes the Lord uses methods we wish he would bypass. Even Jesus told us that we will go through some suffering, but we need to realize that when God disciplines us, he allows things to come against us in order for us to grow spiritually. God can use even the most painful of situations to teach us things that we might never have listened to if we had been comfortable and felt easy about life. The fact is that the Bible tells us that we will have trials, and that God always uses everything for our good and for his glory. The third role of the perfect father is to provide security. Have you ever heard a child say, "My dad can beat up your dad"? Kids like to think of their parents as the biggest and the strongest so that they are protected from the things that frighten them. Parents provide security. And as the perfect father, God is our protector. The word fortress is used 16 times in the book of Psalms to refer to God. We have a favorite hymn that we often sing on Reformation Sunday about the fortress of God being our fortress. For God is a safe haven to run to when we feel insecure and afraid. We know that God is securely there. But that does not mean that we will not have difficulties, challenges, and dangers in our lives. God doesn't wipe all those out, but he's there to be with us. What is important is to understand that God's promises to be with us through these events. When we feel afraid, we can turn to the Lord. And another type of protection that only our perfect Heavenly Father can offer is protection for our soul. Even during a time of suffering for the Apostle Paul, he was able to write to Timothy and say, "I know the one in whom I have put my trust and am sure that he is able to guard until that day what I have entrusted to him." Paul was confident that God offered protection that would see believers through to the day that when they would be presented to God. The fourth role of the perfect father is that he is personal. If we go back to the Old Testament, the Israelite people had a problem with wanting to be like the nations around them. Because of this, they had a problem with idolatry. God pronounced judgment on them and spoke against idolatry through his leaders and through his prophets. In a passage where God is speaking of worthlessness of idols, he states these words: "The idols know nothing. They understand nothing. Their eyes are plastered over so they cannot see, and their minds are closed so they cannot understand. In Jeremiah, God tells the nation of Israel to not learn the ways of the people around them. He speaks of their idols by saying this, "Their idols are like scarecrows in a cucumber field, and they cannot speak. They have to be carried, for they cannot walk. Do not be afraid of them, for they cannot do evil, nor is it in them to do good." But our God is not a block of wood or a chiseled stone. He is able to have a relationship with each of us. He wants us to know him. Unlike the impersonal idols of the nations in Israel's day, God is very personal. There are still many in the world who bow down to idols, but they offer no relationship, and their cold, closed eyes show no care and no compassion. But the psalmist and the prophet Jeremiah both wrote about God knowing us prior to our birth, even having plans for us before we were conceived. Because God loves us. God cares about us. Because God is a personal God. When we pray, we call him our Father, according to Jesus' example of prayer to the disciples. He knows everything about our life, whether we want him to know or not. I think most of us could probably say there are a few things we wish we could hide from God. But again, the psalmist talks about that we can't go any place without God's presence. We may ignore it, but God is always there for us. And if we give him the opportunity, the Lord knows how to untangle our messes, how to fix our broken mess, and to get us back in good working order. He's not a God who does not speak or give guidance, but rather he is a God who speaks and delights in giving us guidance if we will only turn to him. And the fifth role that I want to focus on this morning of the perfect Father is that he is always there. Not only is it good to know that God is personal, but it's good to know that he is present. In a world where there are so many fathers are characterized as absentee dads, it's good to know that our Heavenly Father is always with us, is always present. Moses asked the people these words, "What other great nation has a God so near to it as the Lord our God is whenever we call to him?" We read the New Testament, never, God's promise that never will I leave you and never will I forsake you. It's good to know that unlike so many absentee earthly dads, God will never walk out on us. Paul writes to the Romans that even though adversity will come into our lives and we will go through problems, nothing is able to separate us from the love of God through Jesus Christ our Lord. We have barely touched the surface of who our Heavenly Father is this morning, but we know that he is our perfect Father. He's the Father that we've always wanted. Perhaps, you know, our earthly dads didn't measure up to what we would like to have in a father. The great thing is that he is the Father who is available to us, and he will gladly adopt each one of us into his family. If you don't feel like you're part of it, God says, come home. Come here, I will adopt you. I welcome you into my family. So I encourage each father who's here today to be a provider for your family, to protect them as the best of your ability, to discipline your children, training them to be Christ-like, to be personally involved in the details of their lives, and to make time for them. And if you are here today and you feel that you really need a relationship with a true and genuine father, you need to know that God is here and God wants to build a relationship with you. Sometimes we've had strained relationships with our earthly fathers. We may have a strained relationship with our heavenly father as well. But he is here today and wants to mend those relationships and wants to welcome us into his fold. When everyone else fails, the Lord never fails. We can put our trust in him, for he is the perfect father. Let's pray together. Father God, we do turn to you. And for some of us, the image of father may be hurtful, for our earthly dad may not have been there for us, may have disciplined us in improper ways. We may have been physically, emotionally, or other ways wise abused by our father. Lord, we pray forgiveness for our fathers today, for the flaws that they have had, or they do have. Lord, if it's possible, we pray that we may mend relationships with our earthly fathers, since it can only be done through your power. Lord, we also turn to you, and for some of us, we've had wonderful relationships with our fathers, and we thank you for them in our lives. We thank you that you are the role model, and we pray that all men may turn to you as the example of what a father is to do and how a father is to behave. Lord, we pray for those men who are awaiting fatherhood as well. We pray that they may have the wisdom to guide their children to full maturity, that they may come to know Jesus Christ. Lord, we offer all of these things to you now in the name of your Son, who is our Savior and our Lord, Jesus Christ. Amen. May God, the Creator who created us in His image, recreate us daily as children of His love. May the Son of God, incarnate in Jesus of Nazareth, equip us daily for the service to which He is calling us. And may the Spirit of God cleanse us of anything that may impede our service and our witness. Comfort us in times of grief or loss of any kind, and empower us in the pursuit of justice, peace, and freedom. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen.